Identity and security. These are two ideas that go hand in hand. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Those two keywords might cue ideas of identity theft, but today, the identity we're talking about is security itself, even amidst violence. Stay with us to learn what that is and how it's helping believers in the Far East. We'll also share a resource that can help your child grow up with a missions mindset. That's in just a moment. But first, it's not hard to be outspoken about one's faith. That is, until that faith is put to the test. That's what believers in Indonesia are going through right now. A group of Christians led by a Forgotten Missionaries International pastor was holding a meeting when radical Muslims interrupted it. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
About 50 radical Muslims broke into the property with machetes and cameras. Now, the Muslims threatened the Christians, saying they must never meet together again. They need to disperse. And then they began filming, photographing them for future identification and intimidation.
These are young believers who aren't sure what to do. They're scared, but they're also thirsty for the gospel. FMI is helping by giving the pastor the boldness he needs to fight for his flock.
FMI's leadership is helping him think through those types of issues. And in fact, even during my visit to Indonesia this summer, part of our ongoing training conference was talking about how our identity in Christ makes us more than conquerors. But that whole concept is also still where Paul says, we're like sheep led to slaughter. But even in the middle of all these hardships and difficult circumstances, we can remain more than conquerors.
So here's what they're asking from you. Pray for wisdom and courage for the pastor and for peace for these believers. From Indonesia to Guatemala, this is going to feel a little bit like geography jumble, but stay with us. Pray America is just one of Family Christian's many partnerships in helping people be the hands and feet of Christ, a ministry to the Mayan people in Guatemala. Steve Biondo with Family Christian shares more.
We work with Manos de Jesus, or Pray America, and it's profound work in that it really is trying to revitalize communities in Jesus' name. And the way they work is they actually build widow homes. They provide fuel-efficient stoves, and clean water filters.
Pray America also does feeding programs and child sponsorships through Bethany Christian Services.
This is a place where I would really strongly recommend short-term teams go. You can go to the website prayamerica.org. It's a profound experience. You're way out of the normal culture of America. You're amongst the beautiful Mayan people. It's not a hard trip to get to, but it's a profound trip to go on. So if you're a church listening, if you have a heart to go on missions, this is a place to really go.
In the meantime, pray for rain and healthy crops as they're experiencing drought and food shortage, and pray that the Mayan people meet Jesus. If you're interested in taking a short-term missions trip, look for the highlighted links in our web story at missionnews.org. And understanding the world around us is an ongoing process as we grow up. Understanding the world at large, well, that's a whole other ballgame. Kristen Fries of Wycliffe Bible Translators says their teaching material for children informs kids about the scripture deficit in other cultures.
It's hard for us to imagine not having one word of scripture in our language. And so we want children to understand that there are millions of people who have not one word of God's language.
Kids also learn about the similarities and differences between the cultures. And more importantly, they're taught how to pray for other people groups.
For kids to have that perspective, I think it shows them how big and great our God is. And it's just a wonderful way for them to be a part of it and to connect.
So why is it so important for kids to know what the gospel workers are trying to accomplish?
I feel that this can be one of those seeds that we plant. And the truth of the matter is we have just under 2,000 languages left to start a translation in. So that last translator could be amongst these students right now.
If you're interested in these materials for your church, you'll find the links at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, prayer cast links, and more. All at your fingertips, and you'll find it all at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.